This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
I have the honor and privilege to have Roy Kikuchi, Director of Strategic Alliances of SAFEUS, an amazing company, actually part of the Internet Initiative Japan, which is IIJ, which was started in 1992 as the first Japanese internet service provider. But SAFEUS is doing zero trust in a unique and innovative way. Roy, welcome to the hot seat today.
Yeah, thank you, Gary. Great to be here.
So why is zero trust so hot, so important, and who really uses zero trust?
Okay, so since that COVID emerged, many companies are needed to change their environment to hybrid work. And at the same time, in the case, so many companies just, brought that the firewall or something to prepare remote access way for their employees. So that was very actually risky. And that in result, so many companies were suffering from the ransomware risk. So VPNs, just VPN or traditional remote access way are not enough for to secure their access. So zero trust solves this situation.
So remote access is highly vulnerable, highly susceptible to ransomware, other exploits, and these employees, consultants, third parties we work with, you can actually kind of ring fence them in and secure the environment in a unique way beyond what their VPN and their antivirus are trying to do.
Yes, exactly. So you mentioned this very good point. So not just about the employees, but also nowadays companies have that many third-party vendors, such as external consultants or legal accounting contractors or IT manager service providers. So they all should have some privileged permission for their system, which is actually very risky. So in fact, so many ransomware cases are caused by our third-party vendors' access. So we protect both employees' access and third-party vendors' access with the zero trust philosophy.
Is this containerization, micro-segmentation? How do you do what you do, and how easy is it to deploy?
How to deploy SAFEUS is very easy. So SAFEUS is basically container-based software. So customers, IT managers need to deploy that our container-based software on their premise or on their cloud environments, just in front of their applications. So it takes just 10 minutes or 15 minutes, very easy. So once deployed that container-based software, we call the app gateway. So app gateway establish a secure tunnel to the Java cloud environment. Then their employees or third-party vendors can access to the premise.
What if I bring my own device in and out of work? Can you extend this zero trust initiative and ability to even help the company determine if it's allowed in and what risk posture I've put the company in, bringing things in behind the corporate firewall?
Okay, fine. Thanks so much. So BYOD has typically has two issues. One is since BYOD is literally bring your own device, so it's not managed by corporate policy. So basically, that's not managed, not protected with any software. So in that case, so sometimes BYOD brings that malware, ransomware to the corporate network, because it's not managed. And the other aspect is data loss prevention. So sometimes, the BYOD has the sensitive data from a company, then they're, spread out. So that's very risky. However, SAFEUS can protect, this BYOD access because of that, we can control that data uploads, downloads to the BYOD. And at the same time, actually, that we can offer supervised access and session recording for BYOD if we want. So this very that's a strict control will prevent the BYOD risks.
So Safehouse's ZTA solution really covers a lot of scenarios. We've got hybrid workforce, we've got people coming and going with devices, the BYOD dilemma, we've got third-party access. You guys do a lot. What about the OT environment, the critical infrastructure where we might have IT equipment that might be highly susceptible to exploitation that could cause a horrible problem in the OT environment?
Yeah, thank you for that mention that. So yeah, likewise IT, so OT also needed to change the situation since COVID emerged. So OT system is of course evolving year on the year, and basically that they need to accept remote maintenance from the external vendor. So but traditionally OT systems just split away from the internet for the security. But to do the remote maintenance, of course they need to connect. But it's of course it's very risky, and many of the environments now are suffering from ransomware risks. But Safehouse ZTA, Zero Trust Access, can offer with very secure remote access to that OT environment as well. And actually that's they don't need to install that anything on the current OT systems. They just need to put the app gateway in front of their system. So how much legacy their system are is that doesn't matter. So we can just offer that very secure remote access way to our OT environment.
That sounds wonderful. Now, Roy, you're the Director of Strategic Alliances. Your office is in California. The headquarters are Japan. Does this mean Safehouse is available in the US? Is it going global? What are your plans on scaling your Zero Trust offering?
Yeah, thank you. So Safehouse is our global cybersecurity brand and focusing on zero trust security. And as you mentioned, yes, Safehouse can be available in the US and even for the LATAM. And of course, our headquarters is in Japan and our lab in Indonesia. So we are covering Japan, APAC, Europe, and the US all over the world.
Do you sell your solution direct? Are you channel-based? How do we get a hold of this incredible offering?
That's actually both possible, but now we are focusing on that more like a channel-based ourselves to the customers, because we are still not so large team, and actually that's customers or possible customers who want the zero trust solutions are very worldwide. So to reach them, so we are leveraging that our channel partners, our sales force.
Now, do you offer a proof of value or a demonstration of the solution that people can take a look at?
Of course, yeah. So actually, our solutions is to protect their very essential and sensitive system. So it's very, that's a responsible one. So basically, we offer our POC or just a trial to do that.
Okay, and Roy, is there any question we haven't covered? Anything you want to share with our viewers and listeners about Safehouse?
Yeah, I think that's about the positioning of Safehouse. So recently, Gartner coined the new term, RPAM, that stands for Remote Privileged Access Management. I think that this category very describes that product precisely. Because as I mentioned, nowadays enterprise has not just only employees, but also third-party vendor. And in many cases, third-party vendors have the privileged access. So secure remote access and privileged access is more like an essential combination. So traditional privileged access management, PAM product, or remote access product is, they can cover that one of those, but not like, cover that at the same time. So RPAM solutions, Safehouse ZTA covers that both remote access and privileged access at the same time, which means if something happens, customers, you know, can get to know that easily what is the cause. So they don't need to, you know, spend a lot of time to read the old logs.
Yeah, this sounds great. So the merger of PAM and remote access, really privileged access, remote privilege access management, you guys do both in one solution. Does that mean we were talking earlier about ransomware as a problem? It's still a big problem. If one of our computers gets ransomware, one of our users gets ransomware, and it's a worm and it wants to worm its way throughout the whole organization and cause downtime like WannaCry did in England, for example. How would you isolate or quarantine? Would you instantly stop that event of that worm working its way across the network because it doesn't have the proper privilege and isolate the device that's infected?
So basically that we have two, you know, capabilities. One is when they, you know, their device or the users try to just access to that their environment. So we assess, you know, their capabilities. So then if that's these users can ac should access to that only application A, so safe as just, you know, giving them that permission to access to the application A. At the same time, so we can, you know, watch their device posture. So if this device has antivirus software, that's fine. So you can access to that application. But the same user use another device which doesn't have that antivirus software, or you don't have an antivirus software now, so you cannot access to that application. It's quite, you know, similar to that real time, but yeah, this kind of, you know, protection is performing.
How easy is it to create these policies for zero trust?
Of course, that depends on the, you know, how much complex customers want, but basically, many of the customers that doing that simple policy, like from that this country. Okay, so you can access from that state, but you cannot access from that Asia, for instance, or maybe that's a time base. They can access, you can access to that vision server, but otherwise you cannot. And maybe antivirus software installed, or maybe that's domain, Microsoft domain, you know, so joined.
So you can configure policies really quickly, and then if they're more complex, it might take a little longer, but we could be up and running with Sophos in a matter of minutes.
Yep. So deploying is very fast. Just two or three lines for the command. So after configuration, that depends on how much complex you want. But basically, that won't take so long time.
Last question, Roy. What about pricing? You don't have to give me the price, but is it something an SMB can afford, or is it only for big manufacturers and big banks and big public companies and governments? Who can get Sophos?
Actually, that we can, you know, cover that both of the SMB and large enterprise. Of course, we can offer that like a discount for that big volume of the contract, but at the same time, that the SMB, you know, can afford that product. So basically, that's not so very that expensive, but unlike that other, you know, zero trust players, so we can offer that from that 10 users. Oh, what's this? Yeah, as a like a initial contract.
So no one should have an excuse to not have a zero trust solution on their environment. Roy Kikuchi, you're the Director of Strategic Alliances at Sophos, SAFOUS.com, an innovator in all-in-one zero trust access to protect our enterprises and get one step ahead of the next threat. Folks, visit him online.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.